Hey guys, it's Carly from Blake Farm Outfitters, and we're all about equipping the modern farmer. Our team is Nebraska's go-to for precision planting, SurePoint liquid systems, Green Eye spot spray, and more. So whether you're considering an equipment upgrade, adding new tech, or just need a trained eye to service what you have, check us out. Creep on us at BoykFarmOutfitters.com and get connected with our team of experts. We're excited to help you find what's next. That's B-O-E-C-K FarmOutfitters.com.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you enjoyed football games last night, a couple of them. I tend to be donning the attire of one team, which will happen probably twice this year, I'm going to say.
Oh, come on, yeah. Jake. They looked good last night.
We have to respect the wins.
This could be my lead bugaboo, Jake. Oh. The whole thing, I'm tired of it, the narrative. They'll lose by 40 tonight. They'll never win again. I'm like, they're playing the Jets. They're 0-3, and Jake can't even be like, well, I hope they play well. How about just trying that one out?
Here's
hope they
what
play
realize.
Well. I love my team. Like that. They'll lose by 60.
This is the part of fandom, Bill. 35-10.
Yeah, 35-10.
All fans are different.
Let me pull them up, Jake. Let me pull them up.
I'm not denying the text I sent at all. No, I'm not. I said 35-10 Jets. I didn't realize. I watched the Jets play the Bucs the previous weekend. They almost won that game. Okay. The Jets are atrocious. They should be ashamed.
What's wrong with them? I didn't watch the game.
13 penalties last night. They had 3 fumbles, one going into the end zone on their opening drive.
Braylon Allen got
knocked out by Jack Jones.
Who was that?
Braylon Allen, the running back from Wisconsin. And he was out for the rest of the game after that play. He got hurt. But they fumble the opening kickoff of the second half. They get a field goal to go down 7 at halftime. Opening kickoff, second half is punched out. And that's a bad football team. I knew they were not good. I didn't know they were that bad. That was some rough football from the New York Jets last night.
Full disclosure, guys. I said I didn't watch it. I saw it. I was at Planet Fitness, and they have it on the screens. I didn't probably watch it like you watched it. But I will say, doesn't Miami look really fast? They're fast, right?
They look fast. I agree with that.
They play fast. They don't look bad to me.
Didn't look bad last night at all.
Okay.
I agree with it. Now, they were playing the Jets, which is not a great team, but still, it wasn't. But between those two games last night, that was a yawner. I did watch some of the Dolphins-Jets. I watched that. I watched about 8 plays of the Bengals. I want the Bengals to win,
yeah.
Obviously. But Joe's not playing, doesn't really. And also, it wasn't even remotely interesting. I mean, it wasn't even.
Why
like,
do you say that?
It was
bad.
Oh, it was bad. It was 21-3 at halftime, and it could have been like 45-3. Yeah.
Bo Nix played well.
Did they end up with just 3 points?
28-3.
Yes. The final score, 28-3.
Ended up with 3 points. Yeah.
Double check that.
I'm confirming that, right? It was last night, yeah, 28-3.
Yeah.
So last week it was 48-10 Vikings over the Bengals. Yeah. This week, 28-3.
Hard to win. That's rough. When you score 3, it's a tough win.
Yeah. And your final score was?
27-21 Dolphins over the Jets.
And there's hardly ever a good way to spin 13 penalties, right?
Be hard.
No.
We're aggressive.
We're aggressive.
We're an aggressive team.
Aggressive team that jumps off sides. Yes.
They had
we want to get a jump on the snap count.
They had so many false starts, and that was not a loud stadium. It looked like it was half full. I mean, come on.
I know this, in the second half they showed it, and it was probably less than half full.
When kickoff was there, it was not full, and it never got full. So you cannot blame the crowd for your false start penalties, Jets. That's just bad football. And they had a play when Tua was going down to, you know, it was going to be short of the first down, 3rd and 8. And the idiot goes after his head. And it's like, what are you doing?
That's the idiot.
That's obviously going to be a penalty. I understand.
He went after his head.
I know it's bang, bang, and it's tough to stop. But 2 guys went down for Tua when he was giving himself up. Like, you know they're going to call that every time. And so 15 yards, Dolphins score that drive. And, you know, the Jets just are a horrible football team.
Hmm. Aaron Glenn.
This puts the Dolphins right in the playoffs.
No,
it doesn't. Got a shot. 1-3, building.
The Ravens are 1-3.
Yeah. They are. The Dolphins will play the Ravens in about a month from now.
But they do look fast. The uniforms were sweet. The black uniform.
I kind of liked him. I agree with that.
Did you see the guy that caught the fair catch at the 2-yard line with 15 yards of room ahead of him?
Really?
So Jake Bailey.
Was it the Jets?
Jake Bailey, the Dolphins punter, has had a rough year. He had a good night last night. He hits one. I think it's about a 55-yard punt. So it was a long punt. And Xavier Williams, the returner, catches the ball at his own 2. Fair catch. The nearest Dolphin to him is at the 17-yard line. So he had 15 yards.
That is pretty
number
funny.
One,
that is funny.
He it caught is. The ball at the 2, fair caught it, and had room to operate. I screamed, I hate the Jets. I hate stupid football more than I hate the Jets. I hate watching stupid football, and they were stupid the whole night. And it benefited me.
Saying that in the house?
I texted friends that the Jets are a stupid football team. Not just bad, but dumb. I can't take that.
Lee Sterling last night?
I did text Lee Sterling.
Thank you.
I did text Lee.
Texting Lee Sterling.
I'm going to text this.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah, he's talking.
That's like a name drop.
Yeah, it is a name drop.
Lee says the Dolphins are dead to me. The Panthers are a toss-up next week for the Dolphins. That's true. And Tyreek Hill's out for the season. If you saw the injury,
get to see it. No, I'm glad I didn't. What did he do?
Well, he
break his leg.
It's dislocated, and all the CLs are out. You know, the ACL, MCL, PCL. Oh, really? This is a potential career ender for Tyreek Hill.
That is a
guy that's a speedster in his 30s. This was one. I don't know how he comes back from that. It was horrible on the side. He made a catch, got the first down, and then you see the replay. You can see that left leg does not look right at all. It's just dangling there. It was horrible. So Tyreek Hill, without a doubt, out for the season. There's no chance he's comes back. I'm concerned about the rest of his career for his sake.
Yeah, that sucks.
Because a guy with speed in his 30s, that is a devastating injury.
And so Waddle's number one now.
Waddle is number one. Yeah,
he's number one.
Wide receiver one, QB one.
I was about to. Hey, I do that a lot.
Are you wide
RB
receiver?
One?
You RB one or you RB? Who's RB two? Who's RB two? Coach Rule, who's RB two?
Odd. Drives me nuts.
I almost did sixth grade sipple there. I'm not going to.
Oh, you could. That's your chance.
I got it one later.
Oh, you do? Okay. The only good other thing was that Darren Waller, in his first game played in two, he retired, 2 years ago.
Oh, he did.
That was an interesting story.
He was the Giants, realized I don't want to play football because the Giants are horrible. I don't like it here. Retires, comes back, gets traded to the Dolphins in the offseason, didn't play the first three games, and then last night scores 2 touchdowns in his first action in 2 years in the NFL.
What position?
Tight end. Now in his first catch, it was 4th and goal for the Dolphins at the 3. They're up 3-0. Tua throws a high ball to the back of the end zone, and Waller climbs the ladder, makes an incredible catch, gets both feet down, said, "All right, Darren. Okay.
All right, Darren. Okay. Yeah. First name now. Hey, right, Darren. Darren, nice job. Did you text him?
I did. Also had a touchdown the second half.
Priceless. He's texting Lee Sterling.
Early during the game. Yeah.
Did you text Marino?
No, I don't have Marino's number. That'd be great.
You talked to him?
I have talked to Dan Marino.
Marino was there. I saw him in the pregame.
He was there in the pregame.
Looking regal. Still looks regal.
He does. Looks really good.
He always
wears
looks good.
Wears a suit.
Yeah.
Is it hot down there? I was like, man, you're wearing
a suit. I go, man, it's going to be really hot.
Maybe it's not that hot. Oh, your dude, McDaniel, was in a sweatshirt. So it must not have been that hot.
That, and then how about his glasses? You know what they looked like? Al Davis glasses.
Yeah.
But when Al wore them, they were sweet. They were so sweet.
When Mike wore them, they're not
right,
sweet.
Though. Those are Al Davis glasses.
They were Al Davis glasses. And when Al wore them, they were incredible. I'm not saying that so much last night.
Yeah. Mike McDaniel.
Got the W, though.
Not quite Al Davis. Yeah. Dolphins win. Not going winless this year.
How did Fields look?
Not
he
great.
He can really run.
He had an incredible play. I mean, the Dolphins were up 17-3. They have 4th and 1 at about the Dolphins' 48-yard line. And I think it's a bad play call. He rolls right. This play is doomed. It's doomed. He's going to get tackled for a 5-yard loss, and it's going to be Dolphins. He escapes it, goes left, and runs for a 48-yard touchdown.
Oh,
really?
Because he
is a freaking athlete.
Yeah, he's
that dude
really
is
good.
Fast.
He can really run it. Wasn't he somewhat questionable for yesterday?
Yes, he was questionable.
I watched him in warm-ups, and he looked a little tender, but Must have been
their pass offense is rough. He's not. He's still not a great passer.
Not.
It wasn't last night, at least. And but he is a damn good runner when he gets loose.
How's Breece Hall looking?
He's okay.
Just okay.
He looked a little stiff. Is he injured? He looked injured
he looked
to
stiff.
Me.
There, he did. He was.
He looked injured to me.
I mean, the Jets had like had 200 yards rushing last mm-hmm. night. They had 100 plus yards at halftime.
When I was watching it, I was watching the first half, I thought Dolphins are in trouble because they can't stop the run.
That's been the whole story the whole year. They can't stop the run.
But did they tighten it up in the second half?
A little bit. I mean, they still were running the ball well on the Dolphins.
I saw the fumble, and they're going to go up 7-3.
Yes.
And that I'm sure that took a lot of
work. The Jets had 76 rushing yards in their opening possession. That was concerning.
Okay.
Didn't score,
that's
though.
Concerning.
See, they were running. They
got a punch down. So they did. But, yeah, Dolphins win 27-21.
You see, I thought it was – what I saw was kind of cool. The uniforms are really sweet. You can do that – I suppose you can do that at night. You wouldn't want to do that in the day. If you're the coach, what would you say?
Probably a little hotter.
Yeah. I'd say I don't want to do this in the day.
Miami? Yeah.
But those are nice. I like those. Alternate.
I prefer the regular uniform. I like the throwbacks are the best. When they have the 1970s throwback.
Yeah.
This is not it.
This
is like 2000s throwback.
What do you remember the Dolphin?
I thought it looked just like that.
No, it was
the Dolphin didn't have a helmet on.
It was a little less zip than this, and it's better than this.
Well, call in Duke on this one because Duke's initial Roberts Plumbing logo was he made it and it was a Dolphins logo.
Did he?
That was his original logo.
Duke, I have to see
it was
that.
Painted on the side
he
of his
better
van.
Send that to
it
us
was
right
insane.
Now. He better send that logo.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. He spent weeks on it.
I gotta see that Duke.
I'm sure we covered this, but is Duke a Dolphins fan?
Yes, he
oh,
is.
Oh god, yeah.
And so is Shin Daddy.
So is Shin Daddy. Yeah, huge Dolphins.
I am not alone.
Fans.
I am not alone.
Yes.
So they're like
the fight is real.
They're like Jake?
They're like Jake. Not quite. No, they're not as emotional as Jake. No.
But they've seen the glory days, and they've just seen this franchise disappear into just complete
you
mediocrity.
Just won.
Won. That's what I mean. I can't take it. I just can't.
You just won. I'm the game.
I am a realist. This team's not.
You're
going
not a realist.
Anywhere.
You won last night. And you said they'd lose by 20 something.
Well, that was a little negative psychology. You're right, but this team still the defense.
The
has
reverse
so many
psychology
issues.
Of Jake.
Defense
Sorensen.
Has issues.
I'm gonna leave the stadium. They'll turn it around.
That did work. They almost beat UCLA doing
work.
That. It did almost work.
It did. Good God.
But he believes that, too. Imagine telling Elizabeth, so, Elizabeth, we'd have left earlier. We'd have won this thing.
I
have a lot of power.
I'll let you know that this is not an uncommon thing. A lot of fans feel that way. I talk to fans.
Maybe
if I leave the game. It's superstition. It's stupid. Everything. Superstition is stupid. We all know that. Mm-hmm. But people have it.
No, absolutely. They do.
It's fandom.
Yeah. I don't partake in it. I've never understood it. I don't understand the no-hitter thing. Even when I was playing baseball, I was like, I'm not doing this. You got a no-hitter, all right?
Yeah. Don't talk to him. Don't say a word.
No, I know. You get Jack Kelly, you have a no-hitter.
You have
okay? Me saying this is not going
to
affect
not affecting one thing. Why'd you say it to him? No, it didn't.
No, it doesn't affect anything.
How about this? How about not throwing a belt-high fastball to the guy? Try that
about
one out.
That?
Maybe that's
what a
why
concept
we, maybe that's
there.
Why we, maybe that's why you lost the no-hitter.
I just dropped a Jack Kelly. I want to drop a James Cam. James Cam listens to us every day. James Cam from Columbus, two grades above me, but I've run into him a couple times. He's a loyal breaker, like everyday breaker. And Mike Reiser, shout out to Mike Reiser. He was in the Kiss Army.
Yes,
I was made for loving you.
And that's where you did the concerts in the garage, right?
Yeah, Mike Reiser was, he spearheaded
Reiser,
it.
If you have any photos of that, of any garage.
Oh, Reiser? He's got photos.
Of the Kiss Army and you guys having a concert in the garage would be. And they charged admissions, right?
They charged admissions, and it was sweet.
It'd be so sweet.
Yeah, they had their garage was.
Reiser, did you ever take it on the road like me and Chris Buhl did? We took it on the road. We got on our bikes and
Reiser, it's awesome.
Drove around town.
Mike Reiser.
I thought everyone was doing that. I thought everyone was dressing up like Kiss and driving around on their bikes around.
They
town.
Weren't.
They weren't.
No, they weren't painting their face, but these guys did, and it was. I get the allure of it. I never did it. I was not in the Kiss Army.
Oh. Do you regret that at all or not?
No, I mean, it was their deal. I thought it was their deal. And I wasn't like Bill. I wasn't a huge Kiss fan. I recognized their talent. I was made for loving you. Tonight I'm going to lay it at your feet. I never understood that line. What does that mean? It opens up all kinds of questions. But
it's real. Gene Simmons wrote that.
Tell Elizabeth you're going to lay it at her feet tonight.
You're confused by it. What does that even mean?
What are you talking
about? It's incredible lyrics.
Talk me through that one.
It's incredible.
It is.
No, it's not. It's weird.
Anyway, I want to rock and roll all night and party every day. I mean, what else is that? What else do you need?
Yes.
And then they slow it down with Beth. I mean, that was
did
emotional.
Did you slow it down in
oh,
your
you
concert?
Did that. Oh, yeah. You did like a,
oh, God.
Take the lights down a notch
take
here.
The lights down. Beth, I hear you calling.
You did not do
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, take it down.
You were a kid. Let's
slow it down here.
We had a light man. Jay Appleton.
You sang Beth slow.
You're near your fancy shirt again today, Robot.
Not, robot. Don't read anything into it. Nothing.
You sure?
Yeah, nothing today. Just a press conference. It's not.
Every time you say that, it's not true. Something going on.
No, it's not. I swear to God, there's nothing.
Oh,
I got nothing.
You said it.
I don't know why. Swear to God's okay.
It is, but you said it.
Hand to God.
Hand to God.
Yeah, hand to God. I got nothing going on. Just a press conference.
Wearing the nice shirt.
Yeah. This is the one.
That's a nice shirt.
This is the one I've chosen as the one that's gonna be tattered in a while.
Okay, that's fair. Mm-hmm. Anything for you, Idle Chit Chat yesterday?
You guys haven't even acknowledged.
Oh, yeah, please do. Cross
Bill,
the street.
Bill, did you?
Oh wow, no, did not see that. No,
we have
the ribbon
talked
shop.
About the hotel across the street. I'm going to show us in the stream real quick. There's the Ribbon Chop House sign is officially up across the street as they work inside.
Now, if you pan to your right slightly, you'll see a window open, and there's nothing inside of the building.
Panning
it's
right
completely
now.
Empty. There's not one thing.
Pan to the right.
Pan to the right.
If I was watching the stream, I have panning to the right.
Pan to the right. There's nothing in there. So just if you're looking to get some ribs soon, it won't be available, but we're excited for it to happen.
We are.
How's that look to you, though?
Jake, can we get a meal out of that, you think?
Maybe absolutely.
Maybe can head over?
Oh, when it's Bill's open, we will.
Free,
go.
Free meal right out.
I am. See if we can get meal. Head over there about 9:05. I'd like a rack of ribs, please. And sit down.
You regard that as exciting? There's going to be a chop house right across the street from us.
It's pretty cool.
Not bad for the ticket.
No, it's not bad at all.
It's good. As opposed to a vacant building.
That's better than a
Isn't it odd though that a chop house is a steakhouse, but the most famous chop is a pork chop? How does that add up?
I think you're overthinking this one.
Think so?
You can chop steak.
I know,
but they don't call it chop. You don't call pork chop.
Is there pork chop? You don't have a what kind of steak do you want? Give me a chop. There's no such thing.
You don't call it a sirloin chop, filet chop. But
I'm looking at it in broader terms. Yeah. Chop. You're just chopping meat. I mean, it doesn't have to be a pork chop. It can be any.
Yeah, but I still. Yeah, it's
yeah.
Chop.
And
cut house.
And also, they usually
how about just steakhouse?
Usually, you're more one. Usually, it's more one side. So we're going ribs and steak. That's again.
Yeah, ribs first.
Ribs first.
I'm just excited. This is sweet.
I'm excited. The three of us we've never broken bread together, have we?
Oh, well, that's not true.
Well, not even at Ruhlman's. We had different tables.
We've never once sat down and like a menu.
That's kind of odd.
Three people
haven't.
Here's a menu.
Now that you mention it,
we've had beers at Arnold's before.
We've never had a meal we're going to have a meal together. It's never happened.
You were working the room at Ruhlman's.
Well, hilarious. I like to walk. I walk around.
I was eating my dinner, and every so often you're Randy.
Yeah.
Randy's right here.
Randy.
Randy. It's Duke.
Yeah, better times.
Better times.
No, we have not broken bread. We can always change that, but that has not happened yet.
You want a menu.
I want a menu. I want someone handing me a menu.
Early Bird would be a good place
for
us.
Yes, that would be a great place for us.
I like that place a lot. I'm not off script here. I just like it. It's a good place.
You went with Derek.
Yeah.
Last week.
And you were not really allowed to speak.
I wasn't really talking.
You did a lot of mm-hmm. I hear you.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah, really? No way.
Quips.
Those guys have a lot of info. Whoa.
Yeah.
They have a lot of info.
Bill, anything for you, Idle Chit Chat, from yesterday at all?
I had absolutely zero.
Nothing.
I mean, really, when too. I say, just kind of a zero day. Okay. Yeah, I had some meetings and things I was doing, but some meetings and stuff I was doing, but that's not it. Shout out to Chris Agee up in Winnebago. It's his birthday.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, Chris Agee?
Yeah, in Winnebago. Yes. Yeah, good friend of mine.
Age?
Yeah. I'm going to guess him maybe 46, maybe something of that.
A little younger than us.
Yeah, younger than us. Very fit.
Fit.
Very fit. Runs Winnebago, so it's pretty cool.
Really? Runs Winnebago. Oh,
yeah.
Runs.
Yeah, pretty cool deal. So Chris Agee, shout out. Happy
good
birthday.
Job.
Happy
good job.
Birthday to Chris.
Any shout outs, Jake?
I don't
I
have
shout
one
out
for
two people.
You did. I don't have a
Jim
shout
Cam,
out.
Jim Cam, Mike Reiser.
Yeah. Nope, I don't have a shout out.
Reiser.
Jim Cam was the backup quarterback.
I'll say this, though. Justin says on the YouTube, it's borderline criminal that the stool has not sat down to break bread together.
It's kind of weird. Odd,
it is weird.
It's very odd that we weren't at something at some point in time where it's like, we're going to meet there first. We're going to have a meal. This all really, it kind of gets back to kind of getting shafted from the peds. From
the, Aragon,
yeah. Yeah, from is it Aragon or Aragon?
Yeah, either. Either
but it's like, I was thinking potato, Aragon.
Yeah,
I've heard both. Yeah. Aragon, fine. Yeah, what are the fancy Aragon there? Aragon.
We sat down with Carson. We get a menu, but we've never been invited to this.
We're all going, right?
We said we'd pay.
We
told the people we will pay.
Yeah, we'll pay. We're not trying to get a free meal.
We just want to meet with you guys and talk.
Yes.
I would think the Peds would have some questions for us.
Yes, they would.
And we'd have questions for them.
Tom and Sean.
Yes. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Egg. Do you need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or something to run the sprayer for you? 738 Egg runs the whole show. Custom applications included. Learn more today at 738egg.com.
Agriculture, please chime in. I think right now we've hit the most incredible time because we got some high heat.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Right now, and that's
we do.
And it's drying. Yeah,
it's not good.
It's drying your corn in the field. A lot of times, if you pick corn, sometimes it has to be dried. But this is drying right now in the field. Mm-hmm. I think this is very beneficial to the farmers. Let us know on that, ag people out there.
I wonder, Bill, like this heat that we're having in October. I mean, it's gonna be 90 on Saturday.
Yeah, see that. Yeah,
it's insane.
How does it affect? Like those guys, do they have to irrigate now?
No. Oh, no. Hay, this classic example of hay's in the barn. The corn is done.
So there's they don't no, have to. It can be dry as hell.
Yeah, dry is our friend right now.
Okay.
A good farmer will always tell you they never pass moisture.
God, I appreciate they never your restraint. You could have easily hammered me on that question. As I asked, I was like, don't do this. But you're right. Why would you need to irrigate?
No need to right now. But that's also what I do, Steve. So that's...
He's ag. He is ag.
The rural representative.
He is the ambassador of Nebraska.
Trying to apply for that. Pillen, if you're listening.
I thought you were greasing up Pillen pretty well the other day.
Oh, I talked to him.
Yeah, I know. But you didn't mention it.
Well, I didn't want to kind of mention, well, you know, I get out a lot to the rural areas. You probably have heard about that.
Not sure you know about this.
Trying to throw it out there a little. Thought maybe you kind of be like, well, Bill, maybe there's an opportunity there. And that didn't come my way.
So. Rural ambassador.
Rural ambassador.
That's what you're.
We don't ask for a lot in this show. We want Bill to be the rural ambassador of Nebraska.
Pancake feeds and
free pancake feeds.
Free pancake feeds. There's usually every town has one at some time, and I'd love to show up for that.
Yeah, there's one right over by my house in Havelock. Every week they have a 9 to 11 free pancake feed. I always think about going over there, but anyway, rural ambassador.
Could you imagine seeing Sip at a pancake feed? There's no chance he's going to that. There's zero. And I love him saying it. I'm always thinking about going over there. No, you're not. You're not even considering
this. Be a permanent
going.
Thought with no action
ever. You do know. Well, I think you know me because you're a little like that yourself.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I'm the one like that. What do you think about doing that? That sounds awesome. You going to go?
No.
No.
Kinda, have fun.
But two things can be true at once, too. You can think it's awesome, but not
go. Yes, but not go. Definitely. The only thing that I really try to partake in is the fish fries during Lent.
Yeah, you do that.
I will step outside the comfort zone for that one.
It's an uncomfortable.
Oh, it's a very, people are uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable just being out. Yeah. There's nothing.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
I agree. I just don't like to say it.
Now, when I saw that massive humanity that gathers up when the four lanes meet at the, underneath the viaduct, to going into the stadium from all the tailgates.
Oh God.
That was like,
it's
that
a lot.
Was, And then I had to go in the orange shirt the wrong direction over the bridge.
He was going on the right, up.
Excuse me. Coming through.
On your right.
Make way.
On your right.
Hugging the fence.
Just getting stampeded.
Then all of a sudden I hear a hut, hut, hut.
Orange shirt on.
Well, it's pretty handy. People could find me.
You can't miss me. You looked for the under route too.
I did. I walked over and I go, okay, I'm just gonna go across the tracks underneath. Nope. I'll be fine. Nope, that's fenced off because people would be doing that all the time. Yeah. They would do it all the time, and people would probably lose their lives. So the trains are going. We can't go by Memorial Stadium because you know there's a game. No, the trains are rolling.
They go whenever they.
Yeah,
need
they're
to go.
Rolling. But also the thing that came up the most with that
what?
Is the only people that I almost ran into where I had to say something like that were people on their phones.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Walking on their phones. It's just like, hey, get off your phone. You're walking to a football game. You're not a heart surgeon. You're not an on-call, just, trauma. Well,
that's the world.
On Insta.
Whatever they're on.
Yeah. 464-5685. Call or text, as always. Sip, you were at the Matt Rhule press conference yesterday. He said, what, about only 19 minutes he was up there for?
It was shorter, yeah.
Short press conference for Matt Rhule.
He was dialed back. I mean, no opening statement, I don't know. Everybody reads into things, but could be about anything, you know. Anyway, what was good? I thought the best part of it, and this is, now listen, when you do this, you come off sound like Mr. Tough Guy, but I did like it, and it was sort of, it represents his mood a little bit. He was asked if his players have successfully turned their frustrations about the Michigan loss into fuel and focus for Michigan State. And he said his response was, yeah, no one cares about your feelings. I was frustrated. They're frustrated. Play better. Bam. Play better. He said, practice better. No one's coming to rescue you. There are a lot of good teams out there that are frustrated after a loss. You lose the game, correct it, move on. No time to wallow in self-pity. Perfect. Hope everybody's like that.
It's good. No, I do.
I like that.
Agree.
Feelings. I just don't have a lot of room for feelings.
I can just see like nodding in real time. Like, yeah, man. Yeah.
Thank you.
Did you give him that one?
Did you give him the nod?
Did you give him that one?
Please tell me you did.
Preach!
You got this, Matt.
Preach on, coach. Perfect.
Well said.
This is great. Simple.
Not even a question.
Responded.
Just a comment.
Just a comment. Not even a question.
You got this.
You got this. Aiden Childs.
It also helps a bunch. I've been on that coaching side of things, not as a head coach, obviously, but as an assistant coach. You know what else helps a bunch?
What?
What's that? It's Michigan State, not Michigan.
Yeah,
that helps a bunch. Then it's Northwestern and Maryland. That helps a lot when you're not staring down.
I'm still on nerves.
You don't have it's not like all of a sudden be different if all of a sudden where are you guys going this week? We're going to Oregon.
That would be
have
different.
Fun.
Be different. Yeah, we're going to Ohio State.
Penn
State, whatever. No, it's a lot better.
We're even going to USC. Although I'm kind of with you. I rewatched USC. USC.
It was almost as if there was like a conversation. Like, excuse me, coach. I know I was drawn up. There are these guys out here, and they are blocking us. They're all trying to block us. I got a receiver trying to knock me. They're getting in the way of me and the runner. And it was like,
I don't get this.
I don't understand this. I mean, there was no effort to get off a block. Just go back and watch it. There was.
I hear you.
It was like, oh wow.
Yeah, they got a lot of work.
Nebraska should rush for 500 yards against USC.
That's not happening.
That would be fun. What a night that would be.
Hey, so Aiden Childs was Aiden Childs. Is legit, Bill. 6'3". You've said it better than Underwood. I'm not. I get you.
If I had to go into a game today, I'm taking him over Underwood.
6'3", 235, Jake. He's 9 touchdowns, 1 interception. He's having a good year.
Here's Matt Rhule on him from yesterday.
Naked or play action. He's going play action away. So he's a thinking man's quarterback, which I respect. He's completing 70% dynamic. He can run. We'll obviously see the quarterback draw and all the things that we've seen, so we'll have to be prepared to stop that. But it's also him, his ability to run behind the line of scrimmage when needed to and create plays. But an explosive player, one of the better quarterbacks in the Big Ten.
O-line. What else was good? You could just ask him about...
Here's his thoughts on the offensive line from yesterday.
There you go.
Matt Rhule.
Those are good comments. They were. Thank you.
Matt Rhule.
I mean, they're a good group. They're a good offensive line, and they they hit a bad day, and we didn't respond in the way. The interesting thing is I think we scored 17 of our points in the 2 minutes before the half. Now, obviously, one was a Hail Mary, but you know, you still have to block people on a Hail Mary. And then the last drive of the game, right? And so when it was crucial time and it was like, hey, they're going to drop back and pass, like we were able to do it then. So, you know, we're all going to get punched in the face. Some people whine about it. Some people cover up. Some people swing back. And so there were times where we swung back, but we didn't swing back nearly enough. And so they know what they need to do. That's a group of guys that love this university and love the football team and give everything they have. But you know, we're going to face another big, powerful unit on both sides of the ball. Michigan State's offensive line and defensive line are going to come in here and try to push us around. And you know, we have to be ready for that. So we went against each other last week, but now we got to go against another opponent. And so it's time that we get punched in the face. We can't cover up. You know, we got to come out swinging. I know they're going to come out swinging, so I'm expecting us to.
Hey, I got to ask Bill a question.
Go ahead.
Jake, and you could weigh in on this. I wonder about this. I saw somebody said this on the message board. And I actually thought, you know what? That makes sense to me. He said the amount of energy that Nebraska displays after a bye week will tell a lot about whether the team is embracing the staff's messages or it's falling on deaf ears. Can you take that? Can you look into this game that way?
It's a little deep. A little deep, but it's not a bad take. I've seen most on, like, you know, there's two things that happen with a bye week. Obviously, you need the time. You need all the things with it that are a plus. There's also sometimes if things are going good, you want to be in a flow and I want to get back on the field faster. It's not a great thing. So I've seen some teams come off a bye week. How many times have you seen it, you know, in the playoff wise, or teams like that, they come off a bye week and lose.
Yeah,
I mean, that happens because it's kind of like, hey, you might lose some rhythm or might lose some things with it. That's just in general with bye weeks. There's never the old guarantee of, like, it's a bye week, guarantee you win. That's not true. Plus, but the difference is they're both teams were on a bye. And so you get a chance to be a bit there. So for that point, you will see staffs, most likely you can give credit to what team plays better on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
or plays like that, plays extremely competitive on Saturday. And that's what I expect to see is both staffs did a great job.
Is it a red flag if Nebraska were to, or Michigan State would come off a bye week and just be flat and sort of disinterested?
Yes.
Bad sign.
It'd be a bad sign. It would be. That one time it'd be, I'd say, you know, they lost, came off a bye, played bad again. I think they're right where they want to be. You know, it'd be a bad sign, and it happens.
I know.
You'll see teams that come off a bye and they're kind of, you know, asleep at the wheel, mm-hmm. Type of a thing.
Now he was asked yesterday about if there's resolution on like left tackle Pritchett or Gunner. Is there resolution on? Hold on, Jake, because he was asked both separately on the running back. RB2.
we'll go tackles first.
Okay.
Matt Rhule on the
Jake
tackles.
Has everything.
Yeah. Well, you'll see it on Saturday. And I mean that respectfully. I don't want to start saying a lot of things about what's going to happen. But I thought last week, you know, guys, we kind of clarified a little bit what we were going to do. And, you know, I think after a game like that, you know, you know exactly what you need to work on. And so I think each guy has improved last week. But I think we feel good about, hey, here's what we're going to go with.
That's the tackle group right there.
That's the tackle group. I'd be surprised if Pritchett's not at right or left. I really would. Starting. And I would say let him play through whatever he has to play through. You don't have to bench him if he jumps. Just let him go. He's your best. He's your biggest, most athletic tackle. Not as big as Teddy, but much more athletic. So, whatever. Okay, RB2.
Yeah, I think we have a really good plan. We won't say anything until Saturday. You know, you guys will see it. But I think we came out of the bye week feeling really good about a lot of guys in terms of where they're at. I thought the team got a lot better last week. So I think we have some clarity. And we'll have some things still go on this week, right? You know, some guys battle things out as we go into Tuesday, Wednesday. I think we feel good about kind of where we are.
Wait till Saturday. That's got to be Mekhi Nelson, right?
I would think.
I mean, he's a guy that can get you 50 yards. That's why I would do it. All right, I got to dial back the Coach Sipple stuff.
what's his biggest game so far he's had?
Well, I mean, he's besides had a game. I think Akron's, he had a 30-plus yard on a pass play. I think he went 25, 30-plus on it. He can run. He's got speed. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. We'll see. I know Michigan State's not great, but they're Bill, come on, they will bring in representative athletes up front.
They right? will. Yes. And then they went to USC and played it, you know, late at night. Game, the kickoff time for them, Michigan State time, is probably about, I think the game kicked off like at 8 o'clock on the West Coast. Yes. 8 o'clock. So right. it was like.
I think you're right. 10 o'clock.
Like 10 o'clock their time, there being Michigan State. So, and they did. They scored 31.
Yep.
Now, when you watch USC, I can see why they scored 31.
Yep, I get you.
But when the parts that I watched, it looked pretty good. And USC can score on a lot of people, especially at home. Mm-hmm. And they struggle a bit more on the road, but they do a nice job of it at home.
Mm-hmm.
But they will be a formidable yes.
Yeah.
So yes. What was your take on Mekhi Nelson just a second ago? He gets you 50 yards?
Yeah.
On the season, he's got 9 carries for 30 total.
Well, I know, but he caught a pass for I think he had a 25-yard gain on a pass, didn't he? I mean, he hasn't done it yet.
He had a 41-yard gain against Akron on a pass play.
Yeah, he hasn't done it as a rusher, but he's got speed.
Akron got 3 points against Toledo.
They got three.
At least they scored.
They got three, and Toledo's not very good this year either.
It was 45-3.
45-3.
What happened to Morehead?
I don't know.
Well, it's miserable.
No, there is some good news. Akron did beat Duquesne the previous week, 51-7. So they're not going winless.
Yes.
But they are 1-4 and have major offensive and defensive issues.
I like that guy too.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's a great guy.
What a miserable existence he had here in Lincoln. He was sick.
Nick.
They just got walloped.
68-0.
And he's up there at the podium and you can tell he's like hurting. Oh. Rough. You're in a rough world.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bill.
When you go through that sometimes it's like I think about all these games and I remember what it was like of the wake up. When all of a sudden you finally get a chance to go to sleep after a big game and you wake up and you're like, oh, wow, we won that game. And then when you wake up and you've lost it and you've lost that game and you're a Georgia or you're a Penn State or like that and you're driving in the office next morning, you've slept about 3 hours and you're just driving in. It's like this is just pure torture. And there's going to be not one good thing.
Torturous.
The head coach is going to be, you know, imagine the staff meeting, you know, with James Franklin. I mean, if you haven't been on both ends and you haven't coached very long, man, it is something of, it's horrific.
I bet.
And it's just, you're just like, you know, at least like with the Penn State, you can be like, hey, listen, pretty easy, guys. We're not out of anything.
Yeah.
We can be in the playoffs. Because that loss could be back in the day of four teams. That might have ended it. That loss right there might have ended it.
Yeah, they get some other shots.
Yeah, if they haven't, even now, everyone says, not a concern. You lose to Ohio State too. Not a concern. You're still going to be in. That's the common narrative right now is that they'll be in.
Okay.
So if they go 10-2, they'll be in. It'll be
God. They'll be but the fact is Penn State gets a shot at Ohio State. Where's that game at, by the way?
At Ohio State.
Oh boy. Oh God, our friend. Maybe we can read the. I have a friend Ross who's an Ohio State fan. He sent me a glorious email about Ohio State. Maybe we can read it later. Wow. Ross, thank you. He sums up Ohio State well. They are loaded.
Yeah, they're right now.
They are
on defense. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
How about right now? There has to be some level of nervousness in the SEC.
It's going to be Oregon, Ohio State, is what you're saying, right?
It's like, hey, 1-2 is Ohio State, Oregon. That's in the Big Ten.
And they look like 1-2.
And the Big Ten's won the last two.
Yeah.
And if they win another one,
yeah.
The flex on the Big Ten will be incredible.
They look like 1-2.
Yeah.
Would you say Alabama, though, kind of starts look?
Georgia? Miami's right there. That's an ACC. Alabama's got a shot. Alabama just doesn't run the ball.
Okay, that's
well
trouble.
Enough. That, in
they
the
won't
end,
beat Ohio
and,
State.
And then. I believe Georgia rushed for like 200 yards on them. Georgia ran the ball pretty well against them.
You know, in a schedule where Ohio State has played both Texas and Washington, among other teams, they're giving up 5.5 points per game. Ohio State, 5.
No, they're weird.
They played Texas and Washington.
Washington was the number two offense in the country before that game.
I'll call it up.
They scored 6 points at home against Ohio State.
I'll call up his email. There's people talking like this could be the best Ohio State defense in 20 years. That's what I saw.
That's what freaks me out that you walked away from it.
Jim Knowles.
Freaks me out.
Jim Knowles.
That he walked away from that. It's like.
Well, it's almost as idiotic as Nico.
Yeah. Yeah, it's right up there.
And I made the comparison. That was a great comparison.
I compared that in a text message. Yeah, it's just that's the same thing. Yeah. Was that quote? Was that fake news?
Which one
from Nico? That there was in an interview. Was it fake news?
Let's see.
He had a deal where he said that after the game, like, you know, what can you do? He goes, I don't know. I did everything I could. I'm not sure about everybody else after the loss.
Sounds like. I mean,
I read it and I'm going, okay, hang on. I think this is a fake news thing here.
Have audio of that.
Here's what Ross said. You know that guy Caden Curry I mentioned, number 92. Uh-huh. He's playing like a Bosa brother. He is. They have a 333 pound interior lineman, Cade McDonald, ranked second in his position. The best duo linebacker in at least 20 years in college football with Sonny Styles and Arvell Reese. Two lockdown corners, a top five pick in Caleb Downs. Patricia is a wizard. Is Patricia a wizard?
Well, it's like anything else. There was times you just go back and it's always like, you know, Belichick was a wizard. And then his last few years, they won like two games.
They had a rough end.
And so he knew more about football than there was. It helps to roll into talent, trust me. But the one thing he's not doing, he's not screwing anything up. We're all of a sudden, it's like,
he's not.
We're going to do so much. We're going to be so complicated. We can do something. It's like, you know what? He's letting them play. So that is a good situation.
Jake, I'm glad you pointed it out. They shut down Texas and they shut down Washington. People were singing Washington's praise.
I was.
Washington was scoring 50 a game.
They look good.
Shut them down. Yeah. I watched it. They shut them down.
Yeah, I don't know how you beat Ohio State right now.
It's going to be hard to score.
I don't know. When you can't score on somebody, it'd be really hard.
So what he's doing, what Day's doing, he's bringing Julian Sain along slowly. And so they're not taking a lot of chances.
Was he 22 for 28?
Yeah, but for 200, and not very many yards.
Didn't take a bunch of shots.
He said, but Ross points out, when you have a historically great defense, potentially, you minimize risk on offense, right? That's what you do.
Yeah.
And then keep ramping it up toward the playoff. Then cut him loose in the playoff, and you have those three ungodly good receivers.
Just imagine what it looks like right now, the team we're going to see in the game of the Big Ten championship game, Ohio State, Oregon.
I would think that would be them.
1-2 could be playing each other.
What about Indiana just throwing a wrench into it?
They could maybe wrench. They could wrench something.
They have games at Penn State and Oregon on their schedule still. Yeah. Indiana.
Mm. Tough right, ones. The best. I tell you what also is unbelievable for Oregon. So they went and played in front of 111,000. They only seat about, I think, 56.
Mm. At Oxy?
It's a little more, not 60 something.
It's 60 something like that. But it's quite a difference.
Oh, yeah.
Of the stadium when you go like that.
Oh, God, yeah. I've been
now,
both.
Oregon's a cool stadium, and it is loud.
It's loud.
It's very cool.
It's loud.
Very cool. Yeah. But that is right now, there's nervousness, I would guarantee you, in the SEC.
I guarantee it.
They're going like, hang on now. If this goes 3 years in a row,
and then
none of those teams are going away. It's not like, well, Oregon and Ohio State next year, probably not very good.
Look at Oregon's youth.
Yeah, their youth. They got them everywhere.
Yeah, they do. They're young in places.
Yes.
I don't know about Ohio State, how young they are, but man, that defense. Okay, Nebraska.
No, we got to get the break.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, we're doing breaks hungry, now. Okay, yeah, I didn't know we're doing
it's
that
642.
Now.
If you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, where might you send people this morning, Bill?
The Bird!
Early Bird, 9th of the K. It has breakfast, nachos, breakfast, tacos.
Been open for 12 minutes.
French toast, waffles, pancakes, and more. And the world-famous Hash Holes!
Hash Holes!
Hash Holes!
Stop by Early Bird today. Free parking in downtown Lincoln, 9th of the K. And spacious parking at that. When we come back, why do we have two Monday night games? Why? Next, an early break in the ticket.
Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.